Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is about Graham Phillips. Graham Phillips is a Putinite propagandist. He's a British chap who masquerades as a journalist and been living in the Russian Federation for several years. So Russia likes to have people in the United States, the United Kingdom, other Western countries propagandizing for them because it seems more credible to people to hear it. You know, when they had RT Russia Today, then they just So it's RT didn't want us to have the word Russia in it, then it was too blatant that it was a Putin mouthpiece. They had that in English, French, Arabic, Spanish, obviously native speakers, those language broadcasting, and people thought it was more believable. Israel does a similar trick. If they speak to the British media, they have a British Israeli doing it in that British accent. If they speak to the French media, they have a French Israeli doing it, and obviously he, she speaks with a perfect French accent and blah, blah, blah. And because of psychology, someone's going to dim enough to think, oh, he, she is one of ours, and therefore we can believe this person. So Graham Phillips grew up in a free country for all its faults, and he moved to one of the unfreest countries. Now, I've worked in Russia, and there are good things about it, but it's got a lot worse. So he's not a Russian citizen, as I know. Anyway, so he didn't make it in journalism in the United Kingdom. I mean, neither did I, but I've not really tried. It did stand up. Bizarrely, used to know Frankie Boyle. Okay, so and it was a small time civil servant before he was in Ukraine for a few years, and that's where he started to learn Russian. And then he used to blog about his experiences with prostitutes. Now, I'm not judgmental about that. People have used the fact that he was a sex tourist to delegitimize him. I don't mind. You do what you want, so long as she's a consenting adult. It's no skin off my nose. But anyway, there the fact is. And actually, that would be illegal in Russia. I'm not sure if it's lawful in Ukraine. And teaching English there and dabbling in English language journalism in Kyiv before he was there in Crimea. When the Russians took over, I've never heard anyone suggest he was a spy for the Russians, but that is possible because as a Briton, less suspicion would have fallen on him. And obviously, March 2014, when Russia illegally annexed Crimea, it was very easy for them because, considering about the population on their side, they already had naval bases, air bases there. Only one person was killed in that. And that's when he began working for RT in Donbass. And obviously, lying and lying and lying and claiming the Russian army weren't there when the Russian army were fighting in Donbass. So they weren't just volunteers, there were real Russian army units doing it. So he's been a pathological liar right from the start, ought to get a Pinocchio Award. So, and he's not reported in an objective manner. He's constantly been flag waving for Russia. Okay, so he were castigated the Maidan protests against the former President Viktor Yanukovych, the one who fled to Moscow, and he was sharply critical of the new Ukrainian government. I don't dispute his legal right to do so, but just he crossed the line from being a journalist into being a propagandist. He definitely had an agenda, and so on. And the Ukrainian army even took him prisoner, but released him, and so on. Okay. So, and then really, since then, he's always been protesting on the side. Well, not protesting, he's already been propagandizing for Putin and repeating lies, claiming that any Ukrainian who wants democracy is a Nazi. Any Ukrainian who actually wants Ukraine to be in a country is a Nazi, when there are almost no Nazis in Ukraine, whereas Russia is a genuinely Nazi state with this cult of the personality, with the very wide scale use of torture, with large scale atrocities repeatedly, a mass murderous president who set off those apartment block bombs in 1999, who carried out numerous massacres in Chechnya, where there's almost total impunity for those who commit war crimes. Not just murder, rape, the kidnapping of over 20,000 children, where there's this mythical appeals of the past, where there's hyper-nationalist militarism, where they're constantly brainwashing children to militarism, and these wars of aggression, the illegal occupation of Moldova, of some of Georgia, and so forth. Wow. So denial of genocides like the Holodomor. And so forth, constant breaches of the Geneva Convention, like even firing these missiles into cities at night time. Apparently, that's against the Geneva Convention, which I didn't even know. You're allowed to do it in the daytime. Okay, goodness. So, and then he anyone he doesn't agree with is a fascist. So those who wanted in Latvia to be independent, he calls them fascistic as well. So he used to go back and forth between the United Kingdom as well. So wow, he's humiliated Ukrainian prisoners of war, including those who've had limbs amputated. Yeah, trying to disrupt a celebration of Ukraine's 25th anniversary of establishing diplomatic relations with the UK, claiming that Ukraine was shelling civilian areas of Donbass. Now, I don't know that that's absolutely false. That might be accidental. It might even be deliberate. I'm not saying that no Ukrainians have done anything wrong in this war. Most of those are pro-Moscow Ukrainians. But all right, some Ukrainian patriots might have committed crimes as well. But these pale into insignificance beside Russia's crimes. And you can see with the treatment of the prisoners of war, for example. Wow. And so forth. So there he has been propagandizing for these really puppet states, the Donetsk People's Republic and the Luhansk People's Republic, and so forth. So he's been advocating for crimes against international law, which has started this war of illegal and unprovoked aggression against Ukraine, and so forth. And bogus accusations of genocide are a crime under the Genocide Convention, and so forth. Wow. He's really a very bad news, and saying that Kosovo is a terrorist state. Now, it's true that the Kosovo Liberation Army helped to set it up, which is widely regarded as a terrorist organization. I don't think there's any ground to say it's a terrorist state today. Goodness. So yeah, he's an irrationalist, skeptical that there was some sort of pandemic. Yeah, there he was. Why is he the only British journalist allowed with the Russian army? Remember, in Russia, things you report on the war. Oops, sorry, special military operation. Have to come from official Russian military sources only. They trust him because he's going to say exactly what they want him to say. I mean, must almost write their scripts. Bear in mind, in Russia, you can get 14 years in jail for calling a war. That's how dishonest it is. And he claims he's the only honest journalist. I saw him berating a Ukrainian ambassador on the street. I think it was in Vienna. But if it was an honest journalist, he would say it was a war. He would acknowledge that Russia's in breach of the United Nations Charter. Why? That's why they suffered a very heavy defeat in the United Nations. Over 100 countries voting for a resolution to condemn their invasion of Ukraine, only five voting their way, and so forth. Okay. So, interviewing Aidan Aslin for propaganda purposes, this Britisher who was fighting in the Ukrainian army, who was falsely accused of being a mercenary. He wasn't. He was ordinarily enlisted in the Ukrainian military, paid the same salary as the rest of them, and so forth. So, yeah, he's propagandizing for a thoroughly evil regime. But then he has been subject to sanctions in the United Kingdom. And this is where I'm a little bit worried, because it's true he's not been convicted of any crime in the United Kingdom. A court upheld the sanctions, saying these are proportionate interference with his rights given what he's doing, right? And I don't know the law of this one, and I'm not a lawyer, but I do feel a little bit uncomfortable about that. Got a lot of rather expensive cars, so he's paid very, very well for what he's doing. And there was a notorious incident with some dead Ukrainian soldier, and a pig starts eating the soft parts of his face. And this guy, Graham Phillips, is asking, was he tasty? So mocking the dead person. Of course, it's against the Geneva Convention to expose corpses killed in a war to degradation like that. I know there's a bit of gallows humor, but here's this man who laid down his life defending his country, and is even more traumatic for his family to see that his corpse is dishonored like that. So he's a thoroughly nasty piece of work, Graham Phillips. Never reporting any of the Russian atrocities, the multiple Russian atrocities, bombing bomb shelters which were labeled children, kidnapping tens of thousands of children and adults, the very wide-scale use of torture and so forth, deliberately trying to destroy the electric grid to freeze people into submission, and so forth, blowing up that dam. Now, is that lawful or not? Is that ecocide? Now, then I start to think, well, Ukrainians got to be moral and legal and can't do the same. But then I think I'm being too moralistic, because I was in that desperate situation, I would do the same, and so forth. And Putin now saying he's going to fight till every single last Ukrainian is dead is all very, very worrying. So Graham Phillips has sold his soul to the devil. He has taken the side of an utterly evil regime, where there are free and fair elections in Ukraine. There are fair trials. Nobody even complained about the trials of some of the Russian prisoners of war been put on been given, and they only those who were shown to have committed murder, not killing people in combat, were put on trial. So how does he live with himself? I suppose some people have got no conscience. And yes, you can look at crimes committed by the United States and Israel abroad and so on, none of which is justificatory of Russia's ongoing crimes against humanity. So I really hope that Graham Phillips is one day brought to justice. But got to remember, really, some people have got no inner voice, have got no sense of right and wrong. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.